12:00 PM on August 11th. Let's call the order, the bi-weekly meeting of the Franklin Township Trust Board of Trustees. And we'll pull a prayer, John, but you have a little short prayer, is that right?
Sure, just one second. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to serve as trustees for the Franklin Township Board of Trustees. We ask that you be with us in the meeting. We ask that you be with the people, Lord, that has experienced harsh weather. For this, we ask in your name, amen.
Amen. Chip, would you?
I'd be honored to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Robin, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Mr. Leisure is at.
He's excused?
Mr. Leisure is.
Okay, so it's Ralph?
He's excused though, correct?
Excused, yeah.
Okay, so Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And James is excused, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, under old business, I'd like to call for approval of meeting minutes for
It's written right there.
July the 11th. Okay, the 28th, we have to table. We need another person to help us second those, so those will be tabled until the next meeting, Ralph, okay?
Yes, sir, making a note.
Okay. August the 1st, 2022, and August the 8th of 2022. And I'd like to have a second.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And James is excused, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Chief Smith is off ill. He's actually been, hasn't been feeling very good for two or three days, so. Lieutenant Ratliff and myself spent a little time with him early in the week, and I think amongst other things, I think he's got a huge amount of stress on himself right now. That's my opinion. And I'm actually glad, I hope he takes a few days off to kind of get his head together and everything. And also want to thank he, and before I get to you, Lieutenant Ratliff, I wanted to thank the chief and Ratliff, we were short on help here in the office and everything. I was trying to handle quite a few things myself. So the chief and Ratliff chipped in and helped me, and for that, thank you very much for, so. Anyway, you have.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things.
Thank you.
First, I got some stats for you guys that, you know, we tried to do a two-week stats, so you know what's going on third shift and how many runs are being handled on third, and then the total number for runs that are over the last 2 weeks for the township. So I'll start off with the third shift runs. We had four, the county took care of these runs, four assisted other units, one burglary in progress, one non-injury accident, three domestics, one neighbor complaint, two drunk calls, a juvenile complaint, a person with a gun call, five unknown natures, an injury hits get one, one shots fired in an area, one attempted suicide, 18 suspicious people runs, seven suspicious car people, one mental run, 10 alarm drops, two assaults, 15 traffic complaints called in, five investigate complaints runs, and one 911 and an overdose that was handled by the county. We had 568 total runs for the past 2 weeks. So I also need to we've received Holly Watts' resignation that you guys are going to have to accept. And this is what the email says. While my verbal 2 weeks notice was given on 6/5/22, this is my written notice. My last day will be 8/19/22. As you are aware, I have chosen to pursue a position with another department due to upcoming layoffs. It has been a pleasure working with you and the entire department. So that'd be from Colin.
So I'd make a motion that we accept her resignation as stated.
Yeah, I regretfully second that. If you would pass it on, especially to Andy for that matter.
Holly's
been
5 years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know since our
definitely been a prime, a real good example for us, Franklin Township. And would you, if you would, pass it on, tell her I do appreciate that. I think John does too. You know. So.
But since our recent news article went out, we've been. Yesterday I had West Jeff call me, Fayette County, Pickaway County, and Hocking County telling us that they need also.
Yeah, we had a couple of calls a couple of days ago there, and Chief and I had one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was yesterday too, or the day before, you know, so.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to do a roll call.
Roll call, sir. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
James, excuse. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I see we have our liaison from the sheriff. Do you have anything to report?
I do not. You guys have anything?
Okay. Thank you very much. Todd, did you have anything you wanted to speak real quick?
Appreciate it.
We hope everything works out as you well know. And whatever you can do, you and the guys, you know, we need all the on the street talking and talk. You know, I think by now you know what to say, so it's not a pleasant time for us at the moment. So,
I do it a few times.
Thank you for what everything you do as well, Todd. We appreciate you. Okay, road department, Jim.
You skipped the fire department, sir.
Oh, fire department.
I don't think they had anything to.
Oh, we do. How about the cars? Or we need to say something about that or not?
That was in the budget. It's already.
Okay, that was in the budget, so it's already done.
We don't have to vote or do anything on that.
Okay, well, the fire department, Chief Arnold was in just a few minutes ago, and he said that he did not have anything significant to report right now, so. We appreciate them. Things seem to be going pretty good for them, thank God, right now. So, anyway, we'll move on right now to Jim then.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Got a couple things on the agenda. First off, regretfully, we also have somebody in our department that is moving on. Hunter Braithwaite has decided to take on other ventures, and he has written a letter also. I'll read it for you. Dear Franklin Township, please accept this letter as the final notice of my resignation as of today, August 11th, 2022. I'm beyond grateful for the knowledge that I have gained being part of the Franklin Township Road Department. It has been an amazing experience to be part of this great department for the past 3 years. This is not an easy decision for me. The past 3 years with the road department have been very rewarding for me, and I've enjoyed working for you and helping maintain the township in a successful way. Thank you for the countless opportunities for growth and knowledge you have given me. It has been my pleasure working with everyone on the road department. I'm grateful for the friendships I've made with each and every one of the people that work here. I wish everyone the best future, best luck in the future.
Okay. So with that said, I'd like to make a motion, sir, if I may, to accept the resignation as written.
Yeah, so move.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
James is excused. Thank you.
Yeah, tell Hunter that we wish him well.
Yeah, we all do. It's a big loss.
I like him really well, and I've kind of got to know him a little bit, so he seemed like a really good young man.
I've got Ryan in here with us today, so he can see how these meetings go, and I think he can contest with me that that's a huge loss to our department.
It's
huge.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. But with that being said, moving forward to maintain the staffing that we've got, I'd like to, entertained the thought of offering full-time status to Kyle Heiser, who's been with us for 2 years, summer help. Start date would be the 17th, which is the start of the next pay period, coming in at level A, the bottom level.
Okay. So I'd entertain a resolution to hire Kyle Haynes as stated.
Heiser.
Heiser. As he had all the medical.
We'll be getting all of that here.
I didn't know for sure on the summer help if you.
Yeah, with the summer help we did do, but now we're coming on full time. Yeah, and this whole thing with Hunter just kind of.
So he's got all his qualifications.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's okay. Been with us 2 summers, so he knows what's. It's nice that he's.
That's right. He is the same one you used last year. Okay.
Yeah, so he already has a head start.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I would second it, Jim.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
James, excuse. Thank you. And that's resolution number 2022-102.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, do you have anything else?
Okay. Thank you. Trying to get rid of me that quick, are you?
Okay.
That's it. Two things. We got our white dump truck back, the one that we received from the fire department.
Okay.
We had it over to Ace Truck Body. They put a new stainless steel dump body on it, nice big snow plow and spreader, so we were able to utilize a truck that the fire department no longer needed. We are going to have to make an adjustment to the purchase order. Okay. Number, we knew because they had to make a couple modifications based on the first estimate that they gave us, it just needs to be adjusted by $890, which I got a copy here for you.
Okay.
So I'd like to, are we going to rescind or are we just going to, what, are we making a new, how would you like to do that, ma'am?
Yeah, I was sleeved up for Robin there, John.
We're adjusting.
Yeah, this was the initial amount, 53,142.
And we passed a resolution to do that?
Yes.
So we modifying?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we would do is need to amend it. I just need to go back and see if I can find the resolution number in the book while you guys are talking about something else for a minute.
Sure. Do you have anything else?
Just a little bit of an update. The total cost to get that truck done was $54,032.
And how much did it cost?
Right now to get that truck, the truck didn't cost us anything.
I'm sorry, how much?
The truck didn't cost us anything.
Okay.
But the way that the truck sits right now, if we were to go out and actually buy that truck.
It's over 100 and some.
200 and, what do you say, like $204,000 is what that truck would cost us right now.
And that has how many miles on it?
6,200.
Yeah, 6,200 or 6,300, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, so that was a very good on your guys' part.
Yeah, no miles, really. Yeah.
So I mean that's a huge asset for us too, because it'll go in our fleet real well. Last thing that I have, as we know, since we went ahead and we put in or we made the road district fund,
mm-hmm.
We have to have road assessments done on all of our roads, which we've been working on. I worked with the Franklin County engineers. They set us up with a company who I've been talking with, this gentleman, back and forth. We've got $20,000 we set aside in our budget because we knew it was going to cost us a lot of money. You have to have this done in order to be able to keep your road district intact. So this is kind of a contract. It's only going to cost us $6,000 to have it done. I was able to get that worked out with him.
And that's what we talked about too, because of Cornell Robinson's office and et cetera. This is where we were able to save the difference.
Yeah, they thought that they may be able to get it done for us free of charge. But
okay.
Unfortunately, they didn't have that open PO within their budget to get it done.
Is that something in the future that we might be able to team with them and have an open PO?
I don't think we'd be able to team with them on an open PO, but I think establishing this relationship, this is the same guy that does it for the county.
Gotcha.
So establishing this relationship with him, it's just going to be an ongoing thing. I think it's something that would have to be done. Don't quote me on this, but I'm thinking every 3 years you have to have the assessment done.
I didn't know if it was every year.
So this is what I just like to have a resolution to go into contract for the $6,000 with this gentleman that we need to make sure.
Okay. I think, sir, we're waiting to get.
I can't find it.
So can we just put X in?
I think we just need to go ahead and make a new one, and then we could just.
Do you want me to make the resolution for the difference in the call?
Yeah, let's just, we'll resend the previous one and I'll find that number. That way you can word it the way you want for the new one. I don't know what it's called.
So I would like to resend resolution for the road department for the truck and the repairs and make a new resolution not to exceed $54,032.00. If there's no further discussion on the matter, if we can get a second.
Yeah, I'd second that.
And Jim, can you please explain to me what this is for since I wasn't?
This was for the white flatbed truck that the fire department had.
I think it needs to be designated on the PO.
It's a repair?
It's a retrofit.
Okay.
They took off the box and put on a dump.
Okay.
And put a plow on the front.
Robin, if you would, just kind of follow Jim's instructions describing the truck. And
So, Jim, this 54,032 is the total number?
Yeah,
okay.
When you get ready to...
And then we're just going to rescind the previous one.
Right,
okay.
And then with the new one. And then there's a motion on the floor, and then...
Yeah, I'll resend.
Yeah, okay. She'll second. She'll call for it.
Yeah, just a second. I just want to make sure I write this. So the new resolution number is 2022-104, Jim, for you. And so, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And then James is excused. Thank you.
Okay.
And now we have another one. Do you want me to make it, sir, or do you want to? And
yeah, I'll go ahead since you got them in front.
Okay, so this is a resolution for Kinder Associate LLC not to exceed $6,000. And this is for the assessment of the roads that is required for Franklin Township.
Okay.
If no further discussion, if we get a second, sir?
Yeah, one second.
Okay, Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
And James is excused. And that's resolution 2022-105.
Do we need to sign this, or is this?
Does anyone have any question what that was all about? Would you take just a minute and tell them what that assessment was?
We did. He did.
Oh, did he?
He did. He went through it.
Thank you.
Anything else? Oh, that's all
okay.
I've done.
Nothing else? Okay, thank you.
You got it, Joe. Sure. You will have in the future, though.
Okay.
Jim, can I get a copy of that? Can I get a copy of that to put with the resolution? Once you sign it and all that?
Okay.
That, you know, the final thing. Just a copy. Thank you.
Okay, you ready there, Robin?
Yes, sir.
I guess you're next up, looks like there. Bill's not.
Yeah, I don't know about anything about that, but let me take a look. Okay. Just a second, I had it here until we... All right, so we're going to do motions for bills and payroll. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from July the 29th, 2022 through August 11th, 2022 in the amount of $220,739.64. Payroll paid on August 2nd in the amount of $8,970.74. And payroll paid on August 5th in the amount of $159,900.68 for a combined total of $389,611.06 from check number 68097 to 68149 and electronic vouchers at 1192-2022 through 1270-2022.
I would second that, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. So Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
And James is excused. Thank you. And then Nick's put in for supplemental appropriation number 10. He should have included it in your folder. I'm not knowledgeable in what the appropriation is about. I think it has something to do with a hot box, Jim. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Then that's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you have any questions, I think Jim may have more specifics on the expenditure.
So are we talking a little bit more money or something on that?
This is coming out of the ARP money?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So
nothing has changed. We just need a resolution as stated.
To utilize the funds.
So yes. I would make a resolution that we use the funds as stated for the hot box for the road department.
Okay. And that's...
Yeah, we had already basically approved that.
Right.
Yeah, you guys approved it in the prior meeting that we would utilize it. We just had to put the resolution together.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, thank you. And Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
And James is excused, and that is Resolution 2022-103. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
Okay. Alrighty. Nick had told me, I guess we're going to have on the, at the next meeting, a little bit of financial update there. I guess Jeff, I think most of you know Jeff, the guy that's been working here and so on.
The accountant.
Deal. So I was asking him about that, and he said that he'd be available at the next meeting to give us some updates. So, well, anyway, since Steve's not here today, I guess I'll go ahead and read. Most of these are triple resolutions, John, as you can see there.
Okay.
Steve had needed a resolution to amend resolutions. I guess there's a couple of them there. Resolution 2022-092. I guess that's just one resolution. So I need a second on that.
I'm trying to get to it, sir, if I have it in my packet. I'm trying to figure out, is this...
I'm trying to figure out what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are we amending?
Well, I'm not sure, to be truthful with you.
Is this something that has to be done without him here?
Well,
I mean, do you want...
I believe this is, as I'm looking at it in front of me, I'm not that fully aware, 092.
Okay.
I believe the original resolution stated that there was a certain date of which, in the month of August, that the lieutenant would be laid off or something. And this is amending to the decision that was made for the 90 days, is my understanding.
I would second that.
So hopefully 092. If not, John, I have one here. You can look at it before you sign it.
I'm trying to figure out my...
Well, here it is. A month on the bottom here, John.
Okay, so I'm getting mine in order.
Yeah, see if you can start looking at them there.
I got 099, 098.
Yeah.
Then might check the other third.
And then 097, is that where we're at?
92 is where we're what you're looking for.
The one you're
okay,
up.
So zero.
Yeah, like it doesn't have a cover letter or anything. It's just a resolution by
here's 094.
You're getting close, I think.
Yeah.
And what that would be the amendment or basically.
It'd be the whole, to save up time, let me just take a look at what yours is. So
yeah,
we may,
then,
as
if you want to just
them,
sign that one, once
and then
you
we'll
read
pass
over
it down.
Mm-hmm.
Correction.
Yes.
So it's the correction of,
so
instead of a specific like 2 week time period or something that was listed.
I would
this is now based
this
on the
motion
yeah.
Or this
agreement.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Ralph?
So moved.
You want to sign that, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
James is excused. Thank you.
Okay, let me read this other one here. Okay, resolution to authorize elimination of full-time officers. Well, it says four here. Is that correct? Four
officers, and then we've already done the lieutenants. That was
5-1.
Yeah,
5-1.
Which one's he reading?
Wait a minute. With Holly leaving, it may be different.
Well, right, that's where it becomes, yeah, because there's no sense in laying her off if she's resigned.
No.
That's 93,
chief,
John, if you're looking for what he's reading.
Okay.
Let's try to follow along, too.
I wish they were just...
Yeah, it's
so
hard when there's so many
there
things in the in
yeah
the folder.
Because I think she was starting right away.
Yeah.
So she's not
even have a one or two. 92, you said?
So it would
92
be, yeah.
You just did 92.
Okay, 93.
It would be 93 is your number.
I gotcha. I got it.
Yeah. So if you want to second that.
So I will second it.
Okay, Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
And James is excused.
Okay. And let's see.
So we're moving on to 94.
The next one would be 94, resolution for township administrator obligations. You know what that is.
Yeah.
It was just a smaller amount since Steve's been on vacation, but the exhibit is there if you need to review.
He's allowed to stand, you know.
Yes, so there's that.
So I would second that.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept it.
And I would second that motion.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And James is excused.
Okay,
Sir?
Thank you. So.
We should be on to 95.
So, if you're looking at your papers there, John.
Yes, I got it here, sir.
Would be resolutions for police officer being laid off in order of recall, and that's.
You want me to read them off, sir?
Twenty.
And the each have separate ones, too.
Okay.
2022-095. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and read them all.
So there's several ways that we can do this, sir. So I think since we have so many, if I read these off, and then each one will have their own resolution, mm-hmm. and then ma'am, if you're okay with that, then we'll just sign them and
move
send them down
along.
To here.
Yep.
So the first one is David Ratliff. That'll be resolution 96. I'm just going to give the last numbers reference. Kevin Disselhorst. Am I pronouncing that right?
Disselhorst.
Disselhorst.
96.
That, and I have here that was 97.
Okay, well, it's on here, 96.
And then Timothy Myers is 98.
Yeah, they're off.
Norm Blodwin, 99. Okay. Roger Myers is 100. If there's no further question on this, I would ask for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to renumber these. These are all off based on that, what
yeah.
you read.
Okay. So with that being said, before I ask for a second, if there's corrections as far as the resolution number, it will be a...
what you're saying is we'll be on record.
Okay.
So your numbers are correct, but
okay.
the paper
gotcha.
Will need to be corrected.
Okay. So as stand, as I stated, mm-hmm. the names I read off, I'm asking for a second.
Yeah, I would regretfully second that account. And according to the chief, I think 1 through 5 would be in the order of layoffs, is my understanding. Is it what I think you probably saw that too.
I have not seen it.
Okay, Ralph?
So, yes.
John?
I don't really have a choice. Yes.
Okay. And James is excused. Thank you.
So David would be number 2022-96. Kevin would be 2022-97. Tim Myers would be 2022-098.
You guys sign their letters, though.
Norm Baldwin would be 2022-99.
Their letters are correct.
99. And Roger Myers would be 2022-100.
The letters?
Yeah, she already has them.
Oh, so you guys have already?
Mm-hmm. We signed them.
Okay, I didn't know that because you're in here not signed, so that confused me.
Okay.
Is David's correct?
So,
well, to be sure, we'll send him down.
Okay.
Robin, I think you need to ask for.
I just did,
sir.
We did,
sir. We have already. It's already done. It's totally 100% done.
I already handled it, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess on. Did we do one on Holly?
Yes, sir.
We already did, sir.
Yeah, we already did on.
So we're down.
She would be classified as a resignation. So.
Correct.
And then those would be signed.
When is that effective?
November 11th.
Okay.
Yeah, November 11th. Okay.
So they will be working up to November 11th. If the levy does pass, then the board can rescind that.
Okay. All righty. I think as I told everybody a while ago, Jim. Had to be away today, so was basically just on the report with Mark Minutes, with Mark him absent today.
Yeah, we got that, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, John, I guess you're up. You want?
The only thing I have is I want to thank everybody for coming out to National Night Out and all departments that, you know, I know the road department, you guys were out there cleaning and equipment and set up, and the police, that they did a great job, the fire department, the staff getting everything ready for office staff that made sure everything was ready, the pictures and stuff that went online. So I want to thank everyone for that. The only other thing that I had a question. When is Hart Road's Block Watch? Is that coming up soon? I mean, I don't have that date.
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
It's
okay.
Next Tuesday. Now, the Eastville, Westville, this is Linda. I think most of you know Linda Mercer Glenhound. She's taking care of the Eastville, Westville.
What time and, is that Block Watch?
Yours is 6:30
in Monday.
Here, right.
Monday, this
third
coming Monday.
Okay. So anyone that wants to
is it the Hart Road at the same time? Monday?
Or something.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Out. Tuesday.
Well, actually,
Tuesday.
We're going to try to have...
And then Eastfield, Westfield is Monday.
Okay. Sergeant Pollock stopped down and see her last week, but he was obviously, you know, so make a note on that if you would.
Linda, what time does yours start?
I appreciate
6:00.
That.
Okay. Sorry if you said it. I didn't hear you.
No, I didn't say it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, David and John, I think they went to Haven one last night. And your, John said there was a very little crowd there. Boy, we had
Are
a,
you done?
I'm sorry.
Are we moved on around?
We went to. We had a mob over there. It was
okay.
Big time.
Yeah, there were.
I was trying to make sure where to put my notes.
Was
well, two residents and two employees.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
But at least it's a start.
Well, they might. They were probably scared. They had then they had the double shooting there and all
triple.
That.
They said that there hasn't been anybody on the soccer field since. Fresh ago.
Anyway, thanks, John. Appreciate it. Anyway, I don't have anything real exciting to talk about at the moment here. Other than,
sorry.
You know, like I know a lot of other people are very sad about this. It's definitely not the kind of meeting I look forward to having on something like this. But, you know, without we can get a few more people who believe the need for you guys. And I can say tell you this, that I'm getting... I've got a few calls, and a couple of them have been super sad, really, to be honest with you, about a couple of the bad things that have happened at their home or whatever.
The resolution for
and
hiring
they really would
Kyle
like to see one of you guys.
For the road department.
So, I think one of them, you know.
Not sure if there's
anything else in there. Yeah,
I might have given you more things than you needed.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry.
I'm just making sure.
There was pretty, some pretty, you know, there were some pretty not very good crimes, what I call hard felony crimes, really. And it was just, like I tried to tell the family, one family especially, it had evolved with her preteen daughter and stuff like that. And I know how heartbreaking they were, broken they were, and you know, my heart bled for them. And so these are the kind of reports that I'm fearful that we're going to get more of. So I don't know, our 47 non-voters that voted against the levy last time. I'm very fearful that those 47, or at least somebody, will end up really regretting not voting yes. And, the thought of one of my youngsters, well, I don't have a lot of youngsters anymore, but a lot of people do here, and a lot of people have their grandchildren and on and on and on. The thoughts of me being responsible or voting against something and having one of your grandchildren or something like that hurt or worse, or your parents, grandparents, things of that nature. We've got a lot of kids and we've got a lot of older people. So I don't know what more to say than to encourage people. There's going to be, I'm not a genius or anything, but it's just a simple fact. Yeah, our good officers here, I mean, they walk out, they go somewhere, and boom, another neighborhood. They don't want their department defunded. So they're going to put up a few extra bucks that they can't afford. So it's just that simple. I can't afford to pay a whole lot more taxes. No one really can. But if you end up losing your grandma, grandpa, or one of the kids or grandkids, you know, how do you put a number on that? I think, like, I remember what Miss Kaufman used to say,
Pepsi.
Ended up living and dying in the township at around 96 years old. And I'll never forget the statement that she made. If I have to, I'll give up my Pepsi to get you guys reelected. And she worked hard, and she did. And if we had an ever person with the same attitude, she certainly wasn't rich. She lived on a fixed income and would do any and everything. So we've had some wonderful and caring people in this township. I personally have lived here for 40 years. I wasn't born here, but I was born in an area that lived. We had not a lot of money, but we made do. We took care of our residents, we took care of our kids and everything. And first and foremost, in a poverty-stricken Appalachian county, we managed to have our sheriff and a few people to take care of us. And those were long gone days, and I was proud and happy of that. We took care of our own. And that's what I would like for everybody to really consider and see if we can't, let's get real about it and try to, because I think everybody knows in their heart of hearts that crime is not going to get better no way soon. So that's about all I have to say. And I personally just say, like I say, everybody I say, I'm going to say, please vote, please. And so that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm really not supposed to, I guess, get in these meetings and really campaign. I call it whatever you want to. But you know what? I don't really care. If I can speak up and save one of my friends or neighbors some kind of misery, I'm going to speak up. So thanks for listening. I appreciate everybody. I hope you feel the same way I do. Okay?
So next, sir, we have the speaker.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I have a few questions. Mike?
Before I get to that, we were told not to ask questions during the conversation. I have something under the administrator. Am I not asking?
Mike, I can't hear you very well.
I have something underneath the administrator.
Okay.
If it's okay.
Okay, sure.
I'm trying to figure out, A, you seem to do a resolution. Are you not supposed to read the resolution? I have no idea what's going on. Like, there was, at the last meeting 2 weeks ago, there was a big thing for a long conversation about Dave being let go. And then you got up here and you said, you know what's going on, and are you not supposed to read that resolution? Are we not allowed to know what's
going on? We'll get clarification and get back, and if that's something that we're supposed to read the whole thing totally out, then by far we will do that.
You're not trying to keep anything from us, so I just want to know what's going on. So
no.
Dave is not being let go of, he's moving to being labor.
So basically Dave is giving the same notice as everyone else.
Okay, that's, yeah. I had no idea.
Okay, I didn't know for sure which one you're talking about.
You didn't say that, you didn't appear, okay. Like you're just saying, do you know? I had no idea, okay. What you're talking about.
Well, it's very vague on the agenda.
Frankly,
okay.
That's what he's saying, because the other, okay, ones are very
frankly,
clear.
I can understand that.
Either,
yeah.
Really. We all had right. Last, I think I was last.
No, I understand what
this
he's saying. I agree with you.
Yeah, it just
no.
Resolution number.
I 100% agree with you. We should. I agree with you. Sometimes when you're sitting here and we're looking at our agenda and we're reading it, you just don't realize that you're also talking to the public.
No.
So, yes, you are correct.
But okay, so you want me to answer my question now?
Yes.
I wrote down ARP.
Okay.
So at the last meeting, that was the conversation, was how to...
Is this to me or who's...
No, who...
Okay, go ahead.
The board.
We're looking at each other,
yeah,
and I didn't want to answer.
I'll let you address it, because
okay.
you'll address it anyway. So we were talking about the ARP money and how it could be spent and this and that and the other. So I wanted to find out about it for myself.
Okay.
So I called Mark Long.
Okay.
You know who Mark Long
yes.
is?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the person in charge of the audits. And he put me on to where I could find this information out.
Okay.
Got me to a spot. So then after that conversation, him and I had a conversation about how's come the tech or the township and the voters are being charged these exorbitant fees for their time. And he let me know, and it's in a report, and I was hoping Nick would be here today to confirm it, that we are only paying those people $41 an hour. It's not $80 an hour, and his assistants do not make $72 an hour. They are being paid $41 an hour. Mark Long doesn't charge the township anything for himself. So I just wanted to go in the minutes that this $80 an hour and this $72 an hour, maybe Robin can confirm, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never spoke to her about it. I wanted to talk to Nick about it, but we're not paying $80 an hour and we're not paying $72 an hour. They pay those people $41 an hour. And I just wanted it to come out.
Well, somebody's misinformed me for sure.
Well, Robin, do you know one way or another?
And I'll tell you when
you want me
I
to
got
clarify. I can help you.
Totally misinformed. That's when Jeff, what's his name?
Walchek.
Yeah.
Walchek.
He was called in, and John, if you'll recall, we were asked and literally forced to increase Jeff's pay. You remember that? His.
Well, that has nothing to do, sir,
with that question.
Let me finish this just a minute while I'm thinking of what. Well, his pay, you may be right. You may be exactly right, but this is what we were told. And this is when Ari, what's his name, was still your Alex. So, John, so what we heard was, We were paying Jeff $41 an hour, okay? And what we heard was the helpers that Mark Long had was $41 an hour, same as Jeff's. Now, this is what we were told. And we were asked for an increase for Jeff, his pay currently is $47.50 an hour, Mike. Okay. Let me just finish it.
Okay. I didn't answer all that.
Well, I'd like to have some input from Robin here too, but we were told that the amount of money that the upper auditors, which would be Mark, was substantially more than that. And so, Jeff got his raise. You remember us voting on that, John, and all that?
I remember Jeff, but sir, if I may,
yeah.
I think we got off course.
Let Mike understand. And do you recall that or not, Robin?
I recall what you're summarizing, sir.
Yeah.
I do recall that. But the specific question is, what is the township paying our auditors per hour? And in, and I've been paying those invoices since I've been here. I mean, yeah, I've been out for 10 weeks, but I don't think it's changed. Mark Long does. I don't know how Mark Long is paid, but Franklin Township does not pay his salary when he's here. Okay. I don't know. So when we're invoiced out, we get an invoice that summarizes and itemizes who was here, right, and how much they're paid per hour. Right. And so the two assistants, one is Zach and one is Kelly. They sit here at the table. And they each make $41 an hour when they are here.
Well,
okay, and that's what we're billed for.
Well, then,
and then Mark Long is never on the invoice. So he is obviously funded through another source. Okay.
Well, now we did, I know there's one check we saw, and there's been others, I think, that I recall distinctly as we wrote the state of Ohio a check for $45,000 that I specifically remember.
That's different.
Okay.
Because we have, there's two different functions going on with the audit. In the early part of the audit, and there's two different areas. You have the two auditors that are here, okay, and then you have local government services. Okay, and that's like an umbrella. And that's where that check, that 40-some, that goes to another part of the auditing services, but is not related to the auditors that sit at this table.
Right.
Okay, so it's a little different. So what you're saying as far as the cutting of that larger check, but it didn't impact the auditors that are physically here. It's two different functions.
Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate that.
It's just very expensive.
You know, Ralph, this was not a I got you moment. That's not what this was.
Oh,
about.
No. I appreciate you bringing it up.
The information I got from here, that they were he's making 80 and they're making 72.
Yeah.
He wanted to know where I got that information from, and I said here.
Yeah.
Darren and me.
Yeah.
And my only other question would be, and I'll just ask you, John, it'll just make it just a little bit easier. As trustees and being here, I'm curious, when the audit went on for so long and we didn't have, is it supposed to be every 2 years we have an audit?
We have never had in the past, in the 9 years that I've been here, every year, and Robin can probably help out with this, there's usually some sort of an audit that the board doesn't see, like when the previous people served. They would give the board a report that, hey, I passed an audit, and et cetera, et cetera. So how that audit was done versus the state audit, I think, is two different complete audits.
I'm just trying to figure out why we didn't know that audits were being not being done.
The way I took it, and I don't know if it's correct, the audits that they do usually every 2 years or year or et cetera is to verify the amount of money of tax money that we are receiving. The state audit that we are going under is going through every in and out and minutes, et cetera. It's doing a complete book audit of every dollar. That one is being done just because of I can't say it's just because of a request put in, but they are doing this. And then we've been told since we have received some of the other monies, when you receive monies like for the fire department, when we get that grant for there, you get so many grants, those are going to be need audited next year. But that doesn't mean that we are going to go through an extensive audit like what we went through now. So this particular audit, they would just audit where the money went, how it was spent, and make sure it matches with what we said it would.
Well, they're waiting to see Nicole.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to figure out, because he doesn't discuss all that stuff with these knowledge.
No,
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Right. I don't want anybody to think that.
That's why I said the best of my knowledge.
Occasionally, and he, when I made my phone call about the ARP money, it
sure,
was good to get that. So.
Well, I know what a year, and
I'm not going.
No, and I'm not even looking. I'm just. I was misinformed by since you have gone and checked these things, and I appreciate you checking it, because it's not by Mark Long or anyone else, but I know what I was told and going through, and I know what I heard. I know that in my mind right now, I feel like I've really been misinformed.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. And I guess, without really saying who, what, and everything, Mr. Boyd, I'm not going to say it right now and in public, Mike.
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
I do, thank you.
And, but I will find out. Okay.
Trustees, just so you know, I mean, we get those bills monthly.
Sure. Right.
So if there's ever a point that you want to see, I mean, I think they come through and you sign them, but
right.
Again, they're attached with multiple things.
Right.
And it's encompassed
yeah.
as one total. So say if Jackie and, you know, Zach and Kelly worked and the bill is for $3,000, you're not going to know that that's for Zach and Kelly.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
If there's ever an interest in seeing those, we keep them in the office, and anybody can ask to see those.
And if I feel confident that if your office says this is what it is, then to me there's no argument. That's the price.
I just
is.
Want the public to know too, just so there's you know, because there's maybe a little bit of concern of the numbers. And so at any point, our office is open for public record. So at any point you want to see anything, and that's all. You know,
well, that's so.
And anybody else on the clipboard?
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
I'm good, sir. You answered my question. 100%.
Okay. And I will inquire a little more. Okay.
Okay. Up next. He's already in position.
Okay, Chip. Yep. You're good to go, Chip.
I just want to make a comment. I want to thank Franklin County for helping out. We're reaching. It's sad for me, and I will always fight for the police department.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife. You know, you guys are a cohesive unit. And when you're doing the layoffs and the other officers that are still, they're going to jump too. Because it's erosion. It's going to be erosion. I just want to put that on record that people do not understand that. Now for what I wrote down, this is for you guys or you, Jim. When you turn on Rosemont off Brown, right there on the corner, on the north side, there's a tree that hangs over.
The line of sight.
Yes. Well, it bangs the top of your car. If you're turning in, and if there's another car there, you know, it's going to scratch the paint on the car. And if you have a bigger truck, you know, so I don't know whether you trim it or you hold the people that tree's in the yard accountable for it.
I don't know what you're talking about there, you know.
I'm sure Jim can take care of that, sir.
We can look into it and probably just take the pole saw down there and take a few of them out.
And then number two is, I brought this up a year ago. It's coming at the end of summer again. And the loud music again at that house on 62 on Sundays.
I don't know what's politically correct. I think we had a call from one of your neighbors the other day. You remember talking to Darlene?
Was that what Darlene was talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're starting it again.
Okay. Yeah.
It's on 62?
It's on 62, but it echoes
all the way.
All the way.
Yeah.
And it's loud. And it's annoying. Last year, that's when Darlene's husband pulled his tow truck down there and just laid on the horn.
Is there any intersection nearby this home?
She's not calling in, is the problem. And
no,
I
she's coming
her.
To us.
You need to, if you want a car out there, you can't expect her to know. You got to call the radio room and get us out.
Okay.
You could actually, even when we're not out, I mean, the county, if they're not busy, they're coming, okay?
Okay.
They can't be.
Right. See, and I just don't want to tie up. I don't want to make that call.
And even if you don't want to make the call, because Darlene said that there were some neighbors in the neighborhood that when they call, because if you call the radio room and say this guy, we come out, we piss him off, and he calls the radio room and says, hey, who called on this? He's got the right to know. That's public record.
Right.
So
yeah.
I told her to get the address of where the music is being played, and when you call in, you tell them, and you've got this right. I want to remain anonymous. I do not want the officers coming to my home. This is where it's at, and they still have to send.
What I mean by I don't want to make that call, because there's a lot of things going on.
No, you need to call.
And those sound complaints.
Well, the noise ordinance helps, too.
This is the same people that last year said that they had a permit from you guys.
No, we don't.
Have you, you know, we discussed that last
year. Yeah.
But let me give you a reason.
Really.
Is the documentation. Like, we had an issue on Maple Shade, just to give you one, okay, where they were making phone calls to him, right. Him, the chief, but never called the ready room. So when we got a hold of the landlord said, I'll get him out of there. Just print me off the runs. We go to the ready room, and they're like, we don't have a run at that house, because no one ever called the ready room. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so when I called, when we talked to the guy back and said, well, we don't have any runs, we can't, we have to get it as a formal documentation, he could cover himself, you know, to get the guy taken out. That's when we made sure that the people knew, call the ready room.
Okay.
Call that ready room, get it documented down there, then we could go and get a run report for that address, and it will show 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times we've been there. We could start, we could use that for when we do charge them to show it to the court. Hey, this is how many times we've been here. We need to be serious about this and fine him or whatever needs to be done. Or if there's a landlord situation, it gives that landlord hard documentation to say, you got to go. Or does it can't happen no more, and then the next time you go, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because in my neighborhood, now the calls go to me now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're that person.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that guy.
Well, yeah, you can still document the address, and you make the call as an anonymous caller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You really don't have to give.
Because I was home, I heard it. I mean, it's been 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah, you should have to put up with that.
And Missy, she was out of town, and she's texting me. I'm like, yeah, I hear it. You know, but I'm not.
See, the noise ordinance says we can't write them if it's an occasional party. But if it's going on
regularly,
yeah, we can write a citation.
But that's the only 2 things I had, and once again, I thank you all.
What's your last name?
Thanks, Chip.
Thank you very much, Chip.
Thank you. I knew that. I forgot.
Yeah, what you got? You got me some cookies or anything?
No.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Linda usually makes me cookies when I come to the block watch there. I'm just kidding.
First off, I'd like to thank the police department, sheriff's department, for the job you do.
Absolutely.
And for being there, they helped alleviate a drug situation across the street from my house where there was multiple men, people who just got released from prison, living there, and there was an 11-year-old girl there.
Wow.
And they had no electric, no water, anyway. They alleviated that situation, which if you have kids, you don't want your kid in that situation, or any child. And thank you all for coming to and participating in National Night Out. Not only my guys were there, but that was at my church. So I just appreciated everybody that came. And my question is now, and it's something you had said, Ralph.
He's listening.
Very good. Pay attention. With the officers, with it going down, if our levy doesn't pass, what are we going to do? What are y'all going to do to get it out there that people need to vote for it? Because all the stuff we're seeing, listen, on neighborhood, Facebook, stuff like that, it's becoming negative.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know.
And I think we need to keep, be safe, guys. I think we got to do something massive, and we got to do it now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my God, kids are going back to school next week. Summer's gone.
Well.
Election Day is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do, for starters, Jim, is get a quick start and the chief, of course, he's a little under the weather right now. I don't know. I'm going to encourage him to take at least through tomorrow and maybe another couple of days off, honestly. I'm going to call him and tell him, because I know he was burnt, totally burnt.
Yeah, down.
When I see a big old bear almost cry, that makes me know he's about half enough, you know. And
grizzly bear.
Yeah. Well, the one story we heard, I literally cried too, but you know, that's the way it goes, I guess. But what I'd like to do is see, John, do you think it's possible if we could maybe get started before the week's over next week and see if we can start talking about getting a little group together for a town hall, or what do you think?
Yeah, so one of the things that, you know, I've tried to reach out to the media, and they did a ride along Channel 6.
By the way, I thought that was a pretty good deal.
I'm sorry?
It was Fox that reported it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Fox, I thought you said it was false. I was like, no. Did I say something wrong? So it was Fox and 6 both, and Channel 10 has done. And they're saying, in my talkings with them, as we go forward, they want to, you know, continue to help us out in any stories they can. I know at the block watches I go to, again, I bring it up, and I explain the same thing, the concerns, everything that you have, and et cetera. So I think each of us have been working on this diligently in our own manners, and I can only speak for me. But I'm sure when the chief gets back, and as we work on this, that we definitely are going to be looking at town hall meetings. I think that we need to think about other ways other than town hall meetings, meaning that a town hall meeting online or something, because we have maybe the same 6 people that come.
Pretty much, yeah.
And yeah, so we're trying to, and I'm working with Havenwood, and with the people there, with translators, things of that nature, to try to get the registered voters, and if they're not registered, to get them registered, educate that they can vote, and things of that nature. So that's the things I have been doing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of things that we haven't done that we continue to do. The town hall meetings, I'm not gonna say they don't work, because if the same 6 people come and it changes their mind or et cetera, it's well worth it.
Yeah.
So I would say have it, but we need to think beyond that.
Yeah.
And I think
we need to figure out, you know, some, now once in a while you can have a little town hall and get several people. Now we had that first one that you and Byron went to out at Havenwood. Now that ended up being a very big success.
Yeah.
Because we had a ton of people. I venture to say we had 50 or so there.
So one of the things that it hasn't came up yet that I've heard, and it probably will come to this table, is a professional person that works with elections and things of that nature. I've had a few conversations. How does it work? I have no idea what the cost is. Obviously, the board would have to. I don't know if we're allowed to pay. I don't know any of that information. But
the board's not allowed to pay.
I have no idea. But the idea that there is professionals out there that's what they do. They make sure your literature looks right, things of this nature. They strategize and know how do you market it, how do you get the word to people. So at some point, I don't know if we'll find out if someone will come in or how that will work, but you know, there are other things that are out there, and I know that, sir, you did a great job last time. You thought
you
totally out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and you did things that
was a little different. And,
yes, and it made a huge difference. We went from failing by 700 votes to 47 or 48 votes, so that was...
Exactly.
That was really good. I mean, it didn't go, but you got to feel very good when you look at the previous numbers versus the numbers that you worked so heart and soul into that. So before that, Chip, I think...
But we got to start quick.
Yes.
If I can interject, we need to start...
And I can tell you we have already started behind the scenes, so I am telling you we are working on it.
I got a question. I live right down the road. We have a lot of fun with fireworks.
Yeah.
There are people that are incessantly, and I've gotten to the point where I'm going to start writing down date and time.
Can I talk?
There are two businesses right down the street, side by side. And it's like, yeah, I really want that to land on my neighbor's business, which is going to come right over to mine.
Right.
And it's like, this crap needs to stop. And I've called a couple of times, and I ended up having to call the sheriff's. But nobody's doing anything about that. And then there's some right above us, and then some right behind us in the trailer park that go off, which I know is Grove City and Columbus Police. But what do we do with this?
So for the record, can you can you state your name and your address?
I'm Cindy Klein, Cindy with an I, Klein with a C.
So I can tell you what I know about this.
Excuse me, just a minute. Yeah, Kitty.
Cindy.
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 C-I-N-D.
Cindy
with an I. Cindy
Klein.
Klein
with a C. C-L-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I know in Robin's neighborhood, they have like those commercial ones that set off and boom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And
Trust me. I
have a dog that don't like them, and it's tough. You hear them all night. So when the governor signed a law that they're allowed to, what do they call that? Sell, there's a word for it that they call it.
Yeah, I know.
It's only certain times.
But that's my question. Is it only certain times?
Yeah, they originally were going to try to pass it, but it ended up being just certain times.
It's a certain holidays.
It's a brand
like, there's only certain
day
days.
Of, or something like that.
Yeah. Now, there's several of them.
This is incessant.
But,
once it starts getting warm, they started in May.
So I would call every time they start. The best thing to do is just call.
Well, these guys have more important things to do.
But
than
but we can't, as a board, do anything about it if no one calls.
We don't know. We can't.
I will start documenting.
But calling is the way to document.
Well, but if it goes on,
Yeah, but your documentation isn't the same as it being.
I would do one in the same, John.
Okay.
I'm a businesswoman.
I understand, but what I'm trying to encourage is that you would call in.
I will.
Okay.
I'm just going to make sure I know what it is so that I can keep documentation to complement your documentation.
Yeah, well, typically that would be very helpful.
I'm a cover your ass.
Typically, we take them away from them.
Yeah, I know.
And they get tired of.
Yeah. And it's between our businesses and here.
Because the prosecutor's office are not.
Excuse me.
They're not going to prosecute. No, I know better. But I don't want.
We just take them and destroy them.
I have thought about going down. And it's like, no, shut your mouth.
Cindy,
just let them get.
Would you put your address?
Yes, I will. I'm your neighbor,
I really, dear. Really appreciate you, Tara. And
did
I have.
You say once that you were complaining about it one time.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Because, you can see them both sides of the street.
Well, we have Linda and I live in the same neighborhood, and we have a terrible problem of fireworks down there, too, don't we, Linda? We're near you, too.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm right down the street.
Side, back at Barry.
I'm aware.
I know, and you can't even, you're really not supposed to be using them, but you can go buy them right at these
on the freeways.
I know.
It's terrible.
A gal I worked with, her husband was a rep for that company. It's like, are you kidding me? But I wanted to make that known, and I really appreciate
appreciate you stepping up. Now, yes, I heard about that state thing that the governor was trying to get through. Now, I don't even know if it's passed
it
through
did.
The
it
state
did.
Legislature
it
or not.
Yeah, it passed.
But they did
that
specify.
Communal celebrations?
Right.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
I can see it.
But it's very
light
outline.
Even sitting in my backyard right there.
Yeah.
Right over, just north of us at Eastfield, all of
that
where there's fireworks going on
it
there,
is.
And they are huge.
And I'll tell you where the reason I know exactly where a lot of them are coming from is the housing development on up, and that is the city housing development.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what they do, Sandy, is they come over at the school.
No, not the school anymore, but
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it right there at the corner.
You can see it. Well,
right at the gate.
They'll come over there. And that, you get a ton of them back
there. Oh, I'm well aware.
A lot of them.
I'm well
aware. Now, we have
about three or four in our neighborhood. That is our neighborhood, the Eastville and so forth. That's where Linda and I live down there.
Yeah.
And we've got about three or four in residence. And I can go right to them and tell you.
Well, and that's just it. I can't tell exactly where they are because of the trees.
Right.
But I also hear behind me, so I'm going to start watching that and then call Columbus and say, knock this crap off.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Because
there's going to be fires.
They're expensive, too. They're not cheap.
One of our officers there, David Pollack, or Sergeant Pollack, there for a while, he and I and a few neighbors there, or a few area people, it was not just our neighborhood.
Yeah.
David would help best he could.
Well,
now, we wouldn't say
a lot.
If it come the 4th of July and this, that, and the other, we'd let them just go ahead with their thing. Now, having said that, now we do have a noise ordinance.
I presumed as much, and it's like, okay.
So, and I think our noise ordinance is to 10, is it?
It's all the time. It has to be an annoyance, and it can't be
dog
like people
barking.
Looking on the road.
A long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, it's about 6.
No, it used to say like 10, but
if someone's having a party, it's like 11 p.m. They ask you to cut it off.
So you know, on special events like 4th of July,
I respect that.
You know, you expect it. Now the problem you get is these guys start a week or 2 weeks ahead,
and
go for a week or two after. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And people can't sleep. I'm getting calls and everything.
There's a vacant house right down here, and it's right around there, and it's like, okay, when are these fireworks going to hit?
When do they start and when do they end? That's the big problem.
I'll find out.
You just gotta get
somebody
it out.
Puts a lot of money into those because they're not cheap.
No, I'm going to put some time into stopping the crap.
Yeah, you need to get us out. Because,
I will.
Because we have to witness, these are misdemeanor crimes. We have to witness it. So get us out there. Okay, call us.
Okay. Well, I guess move on. Does anyone else
have to document it?
Yes, I will.
Does anyone else have any questions or complaints here or anything? We'll get them.
Linda does.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring this up, but since we're talking about the police levy and everything, well, Byron asked the people in the block watches to have a table at National Night Out, and of course we did. I believe we're the only block watch that did it.
Yeah.
We didn't have one officer. The only people that came over to our table that. From the trustees or anything with Ralph, but he belongs to the block watch. I felt very slighted that at least someone didn't come over. And people were asking about our block watch. We have one person that signed up that was interested, but we must have had 10 complaints about the police department. We defended the police department, pointed out who the trustees were, who the police officers were to go over and talk to these people. I mean, we face all kinds of things like that. We were there to defend and to try to pass this levy. But we had no one from the township that even came over to our table.
No, I know that I had a couple people come up and talk to me.
We had big signs up. We had sign out poster boards saying,
"You should have came and got
Black Watch."
I would have came over with you.
Well, at the time, I didn't even think about it. We were busy too, and I'm thinking, well, they'll come over. And I kind of didn't want to say anything, and I didn't say anything to our neighbors that were helping out. I had said nothing to them. I didn't want them to feel like they were being slighted.
You can come and get us.
But I'm just telling you, I was, myself. I'm not speaking for anybody, but I was slighted. And one other thing is, I know the road department, they brought the water over. We, as a neighborhood, I think believe that we're the oldest block watch in the township.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in block watch for 20 years. And we did National Night Out ourselves for 17 years. We're the one that started it in the township. We always had plenty of water, plenty of pop, even a snow cone machine. Do you realize, I don't know if anybody else realized it, that you had water, nothing cold.
Nothing for the people that came. Nothing.
Somebody forgot to pick up the bikes.
I thought that was really, and what we did as a block watch, we made up bags for at least 60 to 75 children that had squirt guns, bubble. We did this all in 2 weeks. Squirt guns, bubbles, toothpaste, toothbrushes, wristbands,
coloring
all kinds
books.
Of things. Mm-hmm. We didn't even think, my neighbor next door said, why don't we fix some those pops for the kids and some something for them to drink cold. And I said, well, that might be a good idea, because I said, we usually just have cold water the last time we had it. We didn't have, there was nothing there for the adults, nothing cold at all.
So this is good to hear, because this is something
yeah.
we can change.
Yeah, we
so
can.
If we take this as a positive criticism,
yeah, we could definitely.
I would have never known this if you wouldn't have brought it up. So I'm glad that you
well,
brought
I
it up.
On
yeah, the, I mean, there was nothing there.
I was planning on bringing it up. You know.
We had a church to do it.
I know.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
wanted
we
to
had
know.
To turn down adults
I felt
because
that
we
too.
Only had so much
yeah.
we were planning for.
Yeah.
And I need these people that come to the block watch, I mean, come to the National Night Out. They're not prepared, because we've always had stuff
right,
and stuff
right.
for them to drink.
Yeah.
It's 85 degrees, and there was nothing there cold at all.
Yeah.
It was all warm. It came out
well,
of a
one of the things
warehouse.
I heard was they had eight. You got one hot dog, eight hot dogs done.
Yeah, I didn't even partake in that.
Well, you remember the
yeah.
load of food that I used to haul. We used
yeah.
to haul in
hamburgers and stuff.
So,
so I think what we need to do for in the future is.
Yeah.
We need to be more involved as
we
were
do.
Before as a committee.
Well, here's
ask
what's
Pastor
happened.
Womack to, for us to be
and, you know, God knows I appreciate what he does. But basically what's happened, thank you, Chip.
Yeah.
Basically what's happened, since it's on the church property there, it really has turned into the church's National Night Out. You know, with you know, well, I think we all know Pastor Womack and all this, that, and the other. But he's basically laid claim to it, and he's taken it over. Is what he's done.
Well, our neighbor did ask him. Said, "Why didn't you have? Why wasn't the pop? Why isn't the water put on ice?"
That's what I was going to say.
That
was the complaint that I had.
Forgot.
Yeah,
he said. He said, "I don't drink." What do you say? I don't drink.
I drink warm room
warm
temperature
water.
Water.
He said, "I drink
warm
water."
I said,
"Yeah, everybody
does." Everybody
does. A couple years ago, when men or when Stevens and them went up and picked up a load of ice up at home,
Philippi.
You remember that?
Yeah,
I got the donation.
I saw him drinking all kinds of ice.
It's a donation we get from the ice house.
Oh, he loves that ice now.
It was. Light showing too. It was hot.
Oh, that's another thing we're talking about, the showing.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to get people to sign up for a block watch.
I'll tell you what,
yeah,
if you don't mind, we'll
yeah.
talk about that in a minute. I'm gonna go ahead and close the meeting.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything you wanna say? I'm tired. We worked this week, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we
adjourned.
Yeah. If nobody has anything else, we're adjourned. Okay.
But you know, one of the things I think that we definitely need to do. I know I commend Robin. She worked tremendously on that, and the donations of the ice and stuff like that.
Linda.
I do think that we need to.